From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Anthony Vosick, with your headlines for Monday, August 10th.
Coming up, E. coli levels are elevated at Chico's Sycamore Pool, but the city's regular testing can't detect the dangerous strain that sickened children last summer. We'll have why officials aren't testing for it.
Also, unaccompanied children could lose legal protections in immigration court after federal funding for legal services was ended.
And the Sutter County Sheriff's Office caught several men in a child predator sting operation last month. Those stories are coming up.
We start with dangerous levels of E. coli that were detected in Sycamore Pool in Chico's Bidwell Park last week. The results are above the level where the city recommends people avoid swimming entirely. But as NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports, there is something the testing does not show. That's whether the dangerous strain of E. coli that made several children severely sick last summer is present.
The city of Chico's regular testing measures for general E. coli, not the 0157 strain linked to last summer's illnesses. So while the latest results show E. coli levels are high enough that the city is telling people to stay out of the water, they can't tell us whether 0157 is there. Detecting that strain requires a separate test.
A Butte County Public Health spokesperson told NSPR in an email that it has no plans to restart testing for 0157 based on the elevated E. coli levels. The results come as four families are suing the city over last year's outbreak. NSPR reached out to the city for an interview, but it declined and referred us to its website.
CAL FIRE officials say deployments of additional resources to Oregon and Washington State won't affect its ability to respond to any wildfires that break out in California. Governor Gavin Newsom announced last week that the state is sending 20 additional engines and four support teams. Here in the North State, a fire captain and the chief from the CAL FIRE Butte unit were deployed to Washington. CAL FIRE Captain John Peary is a Butte unit information officer. He says those absences won't affect local operations.
Everything within Butte unit and Butte County Fire Department, is every station is fully staffed. All the aircraft are staffed, all the bulldozers and hand crews, everything's fully staffed at this time.
In addition to CAL FIRE deployments, the state has sent hundreds of personnel from local fire departments and state agencies, and has sent specialized firefighting equipment.
A federal contract that pays legal groups across the country to represent unaccompanied children in immigration court expired last week. And the organization managing that network says this puts more than 20,000 minors at risk of going unrepresented. California Democratic Assemblymember Maggie Krell of Sacramento is a former prosecutor and sent an open letter to the Trump administration about this issue. Krell says some minors are victims of trafficking and abuse, and these protections have been in place for years.
We want them to stop deporting crime victims who have U and T visas pending, and also stop targeting vulnerable children and stripping them of legal protections.
Other signatories include the district attorney for San Joaquin, Sutter, and Glenn counties, along with other current and former prosecutors. The Department of Health and Human Services says the safety and well-being of all children in its custody remains a priority. The agency says the government has, quote, every right to know which children in its custody are receiving the legal representation that the American taxpayer is paying for.
In other news, a Shasta County Superior Court judge has temporarily blocked the implementation of Measure B for the upcoming November election. If implemented, the measure would have required most voters to cast ballots in person on a single day, limited mail-in voting, and required voter identification. It passed in June with approximately 56% of the vote. For now, the election will go forward under existing rules, with county election officials planning to begin mailing ballots by October 5th.
Also, several men have been arrested in a sting operation conducted by the Sutter County Sheriff's Office, aimed at catching child predators in the North State. The Appeal Democrat reports the men, aged 18 to 65, allegedly attempted to meet with a child they believed to be 13 or younger at a Yuba City hotel after chatting online. The operation lasted over 2 days in July and resulted in the arrests of 17 men from Oroville, Gridley, and other North State communities.
And lastly, California is offering new rebates to first-time buyers of electric vehicles. Buyers can get $3,500 off a new zero-emission vehicle or $1,750 off a used one. The rebate is applied at the dealership. The program comes after the Trump administration rolled back federal EV tax credits. Governor Gavin Newsom says the rebates will help California meet its climate goals.
And those are your headlines for Monday, August 10th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anthony Vosick.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great week.